flow through blocks. Keep rap hearts popping like jukebox. And every year I gain clout in my name, Ralph. Some brothers still be fools, the crap never came out. I got the wild style, always been a foul child. My guns go boom, boom, and your guns go pow, pow. I know to have a hottie open, I keep the shotty smoking. Fucking get half the wounds and your body broken.
Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've actually got a guest. I am currently trying to get the mic online because, and actually we have someone calling in. We have a lot of stuff going on, and it's so exciting. It's so great. Let's get this mic for buddy going. As you know, this is DJ Tolstoy, Small Cactus Radio Hour, the second to last hour you're listening to before a Friday. We've got a guest in the station. He's coming in live.
Hello there.
Introduce yourself.
I am the brain. DJ Tolstoy's guest for the night.
Yes. And guess what? We have actually another guest. Let's just turn this buddy on. Here we go. Why don't you introduce yourself? Welcome.
Hello, my name is Truett, otherwise known as OG Ruffles. I'm calling in from Somerville, Massachusetts on February 8th, 2019. How are y'all?
By the way, it's February 7th.
It is today.
Are you calling from the future?
Yes, I'm in Australia. I was mistaken about the date. I'm sorry.
You're from Somerville, Australia?
Yeah, it's winter down here. No, it's summer down here. It's summer up here, and it's winter down there. because we flipped the globe.
Oh, man. Gosh, I think there's a lot of problems. Yeah.
First of all, you said there's a globe.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Do we have to have this debate?
Is the world flat?
No, it's banana-shaped.
It's banana-shaped?
Yeah, I actually went into space myself and took a picture of it.
Oh, my gosh. I actually once...
I was going to say, when I was a kid, just speaking of the globe, I thought the compasses pointed north because penguins were magnetic, which I think is quite funny in hindsight because I was stupid then.
I actually kind of love that, actually.
That's my my go-to line. I say at parties to girls before they, like, look away. I think it's pretty good.
Oh my god, that's legendary. I don't think I can cop yours, especially because the story isn't mine. But I feel like, what do you think?
You can just lie. It's my story, but it's not a true story. So you can just lie about it like I lie about it. It's a much funnier story if you say it, you know. Because if you're like, yo, I thought about if you thought it. No, you thought penguins were magnetic. You can steal it. Tell them. Yeah, no, tell them you even had a mustache. Like, you can embellish your childhood all you want, and there's really nothing they can do to stop you, because in their mind, we can be much more interesting than we actually are.
See, that's fair. I think I've got enough stories, though, that, like, don't need embellishing. Like, there was this one time, I was about three or four, and I lived in I lived nearer to Boston than I do now, like an actual like city part, and it was at East Cambridge.
Buildings and stuff.
Yeah, it was an apartment, and it was like wrong side of town, you know. My dad was just like he was out of grad school, and like, you know, you get what you can get. Also, we had a mouse problem at one point, which is happens
like
in
a
cities.
Good problem or a bad problem?
A bad mouse problem.
I was at the Burren the other day and I saw one. It just squirted across the floor.
No.
Oh no, I love the Burren.
It was the same mouse, but.
Oh my god! That's
the Burren. Some other restaurant no one's heard of, but yeah, no, it was kind of cute, honestly.
Your optimism is infectious.
Yeah, I mean, why be sad about things when you can be glad about things?
What do you think?
I feel like we should quote that and put it on the wall.
Oh, I love that. I do love that. But that said, it was before we got a rat terrier, which rat terriers are extremely good at keeping mice out of your apartment because that is what they were bred to do. But at the time, we had a Weimaraner. And if you don't know what they are, they're like these taupe big German dogs. And we had one named Fricka, based off some opera that my dad knows and I don't, by, I think, Wagner
that's
or something.
That's a very dad thing to name a dog.
It really
does
is.
Does he like opera or does he not like opera?
He loves opera. Like, whenever he gets the time, and it's either like 80s, like alternative, like, proto emo or like opera.
I feel well, I don't feel that particular like life experience, but I feel how you could feel that.
Okay, that's fair. So the thing is, I found a mouse and I had in my room. And again, I was like four or five at the time, and I took it by the tail, and my parents always hung out like in the kitchen or on the porch, and I was like holding it, and I asked if this was Fricka's sister, and my parents just freaked out.
Was it dead or was it alive?
I can't remember. I think it was alive. Like, I had That's somehow so funny. Wrangled myself a mouse. And like my parents were like, "Rose, put that down."
Wow, I respect that. I had a pet rat, but never a mouse.
Did you? What was its name?
It was named Kirby, and then she died because she had a very large tumor.
Oh,
it was upsetting.
That's very.
I was. I think like that was harrowing. But I met this girl the other day, and she was like, "Yeah, when I was six." My bunnies ran away. And then when I was like, I don't know how old she said she was, like 14 or 15, she did something that pissed her dad off. And he was like, giving your bunnies away is the best thing I ever did.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, that's awful.
Pretty savage.
That is extremely savage. Oh, my God.
That's going to create some scars.
That would. Oh, my God. Yeah.
No. I mean, I respect it anyways, but, like, I don't know.
That's a lot. That's extremely a lot. I feel like on that note, let's see. You had an artist request.
I would legitimately love the opportunity on this fine, fine Friday night to hear some Outkast.
I love it. All right, you are gonna get what you are desire. Thank you very much for calling in. It is wonderful. This is the first Small Cactus Radio Hour. You were the first caller. How does that feel?
Feels wonderful. Thank y'all for having me. I hope y'all's evening is lovely, and I appreciate that you're going to play some Outkast.
Of course. Thank you very much. We'll sign you off, but enjoy the rest of the show, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
No doubt. All right, see ya, and we have hung up. All right, so we started in with Tupperwave and a Bachman with Right on Time. Why does it say Right on Music? That's not correct. But from their newest album, To You Baby with Love, it's a small label called Power Lunch Corporation. They make some Vaporwave, some Mallsoft. This is probably their best outfit so far. But I support it on Q Rates, so I'm getting a vinyl copy soon enough. Hopefully I'm the one in 50 to get the holographic one. We'll see about that. And then we're gonna start in. This is actually one of Big Brain's shows. We kind of played into it a little bit, but we're gonna have you guys feel the full experience, and then we'll move on to Request, and it's gonna be rad. I hope you guys enjoy the show, and we will see y'all in a hot sec. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this last core of songs. Our first one was Big Brain's pick, Grammatics Torture, featuring Eric Krosno from the album Age of Reason. You got anything to say about this, buddy?
So I was basically just bumming through YouTube search suggestions one day, as I do, looking for music.
Yeah.
And I was walking to class, and then that song just kind of came up, and it really just struck a chord with me. It doesn't really have like much lyrics to it. It's not like it had any deeper meaning. It just the rhythm of it. Something about the way the guitar work went in it. Like especially that in particular is really just kind of struck a chord with me. And
yeah, it's got like a plod to it that's really nice. Like it has variation and progression, but not too like a tone shit, like too extreme of tone shifts over time. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Do you listen to anything else from Grammatic?
Yeah. So the Age of Reason album is a really good album overall. There's a bunch of really good songs in it. Blue Step is a much longer song, but it's I don't know. I think the thing I like about that album the most is that I feel like they use guitar work sparingly to some degree. Like it's not the only thing they play, but whenever it comes in, it has a really big impact, and then it you know, really kind of sets the tone for the next bit of the song always, which is good.
Ah, that's awesome. Now, is Age of Reason their newest album or no?
Not the person to ask about that. I think it's a Google question.
Oh, Google. We got Google. Okay. Grammatic. See, we have like a computer like right here. Album. We have two actually.
Yeah. And a laptop.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Wow, they actually have a bunch of albums. There are tons here.
Really?
And actually, it's not. Age of Reason looks like it's not the newest, but it is one of the newest. There's stuff coming back to like 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like their newest one is Epigram from 2016.
Mm.
But there's check that one out. Tons here.
Yeah, they're very prolific. Prolific.
Wow.
The other thing that I find kind of funny about them is they have a bit of reputation as being, like, the band that high people kind of listen to.
Yeah.
And I don't smoke weed at all myself, and I love them, and they're one of my favorite bands, so I thought that was kind of funny.
I kind of see, like, where they would get that reputation, though. There's a kind of, it's not shoegaze, but it has that kind of music that I could see can get trancey in a way.
Especially some of their other work. There's this one song called Just Jammin', which is just a guy playing like, I haven't listened to it too recently, so I'm gonna mess something up if I try to describe it too carefully, but it's a very good song to just play and relax and, you know, do homework or do whatever to. And I apparently that's a big stoner song. So.
Is that so? Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
It got to the point where, I found out about this because I was telling one of my friends back home that, like, I found this new band, Grammatic, and I really like all their stuff. And he's like, oh, they're thought of as a stoner band. I never thought you would like them. So.
That's so funny. Are you into any other, like, stoner bands, like Fish or...
Not that I can think. I mean, I don't know. Does Led Zeppelin count? I feel like they're a little too mainstream for that.
No, I think Grateful Dead counts. Led Zeppelin doesn't.
Don't really listen to Grateful Dead, so I guess I'd have to say I'm not really much of. It's not really my music usually.
That's fair. I got it confused with that other band you once sent me. It was Burnt Thumb /
Metronomy.
Metronomy. I got that confused at first. Yeah. Yes.
Metronomy is really good.
It's very good. Also, we have, from our request, we have Outkast with Hey Ya from their album 2003, getting back.
I was throwback,
five,
yeah.
With Speakerbox / The Love Below. Classic song. Total meme with my friends back in high school.
I think it was for everyone.
It's so good, though. It was a good meme. It wasn't like the kind that you want, that you do want to forget.
See, this is the thing that Patrick and I always say. Meme songs are often really good songs.
Yeah.
Like, Never Gonna Give You Up, total banger.
Oh, absolutely.
Roundabout by Yes. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, I always mess it up. I always think it's Yes by Roundabout, but it is Roundabout by Yes. That's also a great song.
Yes.
We Are Number One.
Oh my gosh.
It's such a joke, but it's got a great tune.
Oh, absolutely. Or, Shooting Stars. I actually like that. I'm going to sound like a hipster here, but I loved the song before it became a meme. So
is that like the
cool
night sky with the shooting stars?
No,
that's Wish right now. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm a shooting star. No, you're a shooting
star. That's a good song.
Star. It is so fun. And that was really good. There's a couple. Oh, Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen. No, Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen. From her album Emotion. That was one that was big Vine one.
That's a good one.
And then also moving on, we have Broken Hours by Ice Age. It's a new single. I don't know when their album is coming out, but it's this. It's a Danish punk rock band. Heard this on the Needle Drops track review. And finally, found a nice pair. I'm glad you introduced Grammatic, because then I could finally put them together.
Yeah.
You know, when you have those songs that you normally listen to this category of songs, and then you just have that one total outlier, but you love it.
Mm-hmm. That's when you throw in some heavy death metal into your workout homework album.
Oh, okay, but the only way you can do that is also at Ring-a-Ding. You have to counterpick it.
For our listeners who don't know what that's a reference to, in the latest Smash game, they put in what appears to be just a bog standard K-pop song into the song list, which is mostly video game songs, and someone found this, and now we counterpick by playing that song and just pissing off our opponents.
But the problem is that because it's from, I think it's so, I don't know how to describe it. For whatever reason, it makes me stronger. Maybe it's enough weebishness to which it just feeds my energy.
Oh, it's something special, at least.
It's something. It's a something. But anyway, by the way, so what we do here is that we can, we have to do a PSA every hour. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes when it's just me, I always do Rivendell. But also, there's a binder right here.
Okay.
Do you want to consult and see if you would like to read something from the binder?
I'm very nervous.
They're great. They're some of the best PSAs.
I'll take a look.
Well,
do I do this now, or do I get to think about this?
Get to think about it. Okay, I'm going to put on the next core of songs, but after that, if you find something you like, you're going to be able to announce it to the world.
Okay.
Educate our people.
Lovely.
All right. And with that, I'm going to turn on some more music. We got our metric of the week coming up. I hope you guys enjoy, and we will see you on the flip side. Boop.
Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild open space, talk like an open book. Sign me up, got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close to something that I left unknown.
to get older, but the media man begs to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. The world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored.
I hope you guys enjoyed this last core of music. First was the Metric of the Week with Gimme Sympathy from their fourth album, Fantasies. I'm seeing them next week, and I am pumped to see Emily Haynes. My friend and I got general admission tickets, so we're probably going to come on time so we can actually, like, see her. It's going to be great. Next was Muncie Girls with Picture of Health from their newest album, Fixed Ideals. I was trying to look for vinyl by this gal named Girly. I couldn't find it, but I found Muncie Girls and almost bought the vinyl from there. Yeah. Is Bennett known band Brig Brain? I revealed your name to the world.
Oh, no shame.
I don't know. Big Brain knows I buy vinyl like every week.
And, quite often, yes.
I showed restraint and didn't buy any this weekend. I just bought one on Tuesday.
You did somehow subconsciously get coffee at dinner time.
Oh my god. Yeah, so, oh, that was really funny. So I'm addicted to coffee. And I told Big Brain, I'm like, I'm gonna go get seltzer. I'm gonna go and get some seltzer. Because I had already had like 4.5 cups of coffee that day. And then I just walked over to the decaf, pour myself a cup, only to realize this isn't... I had just automatically went over and got myself some coffee. And I'm like, I can't waste it now. And then I, you know, put milk in, put my Equal in, and went upon it. And I was like, I can't walk away without seltzer, though. That would defeat the whole purpose.
So she got seltzer on top of the coffee.
Yeah, and I drank all of it.
You did?
I did it. Seltzer is very good. What are your thoughts on Angry Water?
I think it's more spicy water than Angry Water.
How about Static Water? Like TV static.
Yeah, I think
water.
Static water is the most accurate to describe seltzer.
I love that. Also, we got a call in, and for Neil Cicerega's song, we did Mouth Pressure from the album Mouth Moots. And also, Big Brain has something to say to you guys.
Right. So we have a PSA today, as per usual, apparently. So this one is called Speak Up. And it's from the Youthless Reckless Driving Prevention, you know, it's a public service announcement. Did you know that car crashes are the number one cause of teen deaths? And that half of all teens that die in a car crash. But you can do something about it. Next time you're in a car with a friend who's driving recklessly, speak up. Say something. Anything. Because there's no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up. This has been a public service message from the Ad Council.
Gosh, that's like a lot. Do you have any buddies that actually recklessly drive?
Not that I can think of at the moment. I mean, there's the closest thing actually is my dad doesn't use his turn signal enough, and I make a point of calling, because then this is the thing that annoys me the most when I'm driving, is when I'm behind someone and they slow down and it's not a point where it's really slow and they turn, I'm like, all right, you could have used your turn signal. Or like when someone turns in, I don't expect them turning in because there's no turn signal and I think they're going to go straight and like I'm trying to walk across the street.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's one aspect of reckless driving. Also, don't drive, you know, twice the speed limit, obviously, but always use your signals. You know, they're there to tell other people what you're doing. Even if you think, oh, well, I don't see anyone around, maybe you don't see the other car. Maybe you don't see the pedestrian on the side of the road who assumes you're not going to turn. Like, it's very important to always be signaling to everyone around you what you're going to be doing, because that's, you can prevent deaths and there's no cost to it.
Absolutely. And Boston is awful at this. Awful. I have never seen so many people not use turn signals in my entire life, and it is terrifying. The amount of times like I've gotten like almost turned into, or like thinking like I could turn in, and then if I had not been on point, like I would totally have caused a crash. Well, they would have caused the crash, but I would have been absolutely a part of that crash.
Yeah.
And it's awful. I did have a friend, her sister would used to pick her and her up from school, and what she would do is that she would liberally use her phone while driving, including mid-drive selfies.
That's the worst.
It's like the most terrifying. Like, she'd just be in this, like, in shotgun and be like, no, stop it. This is terrifying. And it's also is like slightly failure to stay right. And it's just like the most terrifying thing. She was so happy to get her license so she could be finally free.
Yeah, you don't want to be a bad driver. Like, it's the marginal gain of like taking a selfie or sending a text message is so small compared to the enormous risk of taking your eyes off the road. And the driving school I went to was pretty good. So they had a lot of good simulations where like how far you go in literally 1 second, like not figuratively second, literally the time of 1 second, how far you go. It's astounding.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is, you know, so many other things. Like, if you take, you know, they do a lot of other simulations. Like, it shows what happens if you take one hand off the wheel, how much harder it is to control. Like, when you're used to driving with two hands all the time, you take one hand off to do a taxi, you think you're just going to go straight. It's hard to go straight like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And human beings, like, as much as we like to think we're good at multitasking, like, study after study has actually shown that we're not.
Yeah.
So, well, the one thing, it's not really just about how well you can, like, finish up your text and look up. Your brain actually needs, like, a little time to get back in that focus stance.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, like, I think it, on average, takes, like, an eighth of a second to just, you're back there, but then you might not actually be focused. And it's, again, it can do a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're going 60 miles per hour, an eighth of a second's distance, like that's not a millimeter. That's like, I can't do the math right now. It's like maybe 10 feet, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of distance.
Absolutely. I remember you saying that you didn't know anyone personally, but there were people at your high school that had actually lost their life due to.
Yeah, I don't know if they were in my year, but they were definitely like at the school while I was at the school, and it's just. You know, I'm generally of the opinion that teens are pretty independent. People do a lot of things. I'm actually the one area where I'm questioning that is I'm honestly not sure if the driving age should be 21 or not. You know, because there's so many teen accidents, it's ridiculous, and it's really terrifying to have people you know just, you know, their whole lives ahead of them just gone because
absolutely
they wanted to send a text.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I wouldn't mind. I mean, I got my license. Well, I went into driving school and got my license at fully after 18. I mean, I had a brain condition for like about 4 years, to which the doctor wasn't confident that I should drive anyway. And so I was like, okay. I mean, we have public transit here, so there was like easy to not. And I had friend. I have actually. I'm not actually the last person in my friend group to get my license. Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of joke at them like, "Where's your excuse?" I could see it, absolutely. I think like your decision making, we're actually not even fully cooked yet. It takes until about 24, and we're thinking it's longer until we're actually fully developed intellectually, to which we can make that kind of decision making.
I think that's also more true, you know, as the world evolves and we're not, you know, working on the farms from when we're 15 to when we're dead. there's a lot more growing we do as people, and I think our tolerance for risk goes down, but I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so.
This is kind of pivoting into his whole historical point here, but you know, a lot of people make the point of, death rates were a lot higher in previous, decades, centuries ago, and, you know, look how great we have it, and that's definitely true, but I think it's also a good thing that our risk tolerance is going down. You know, we can prevent more deaths. You know, we can move to a world where people don't die when they're dead.
Yeah, you don't need like a six pack of kids. Like, so at least one can live to move on. Mm-hmm. You know, like, because, you know, little bit, like half of the, like, the little Billies end up dying of like polio.
Yeah, I prefer little Timmy myself.
So one place you can go, I don't know if you've ever been, but in right by Harvard Square, you can walk to this place called the Mount Auburn Cemetery. Mm-hmm. And it's actually one of the prototypical, one of the first parks in the United States, or even first parks that were for the, it like express thing of being able to be within nature when you're obviously not in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it also doubles as a cemetery, a historical cemetery. Wow. So you can, there's different spots that have different eras, and one of them towards the front of it is the Victorian section. And so you got to check out, like, they have like little graves that only just have like a little emblem, like a little rattle or like a little dove or like a little, like, I don't think bear was not there yet, but like, or some like little baby toy, and like those were, and there'd be lines of them, and those were all just little kids that had died before like 3 years old. And so a lot of cultures, and actually it took until about World War II to which we actually had a culture where like your the mother and child had like a special bond from pregnancy, because you couldn't do that because there's a high chance that your kid was gonna die when it was just a baby. So you couldn't, so that often people wouldn't name their kids fully until like they were kind of out of the first level of dyingness, because the mortality rate was so high.
Yeah. One of the other interesting related facts to that is the, you know, people always compare mortality or life expectancy from like 100, 200 years ago to today. It's like 20 years lower.
Yeah.
But if you take out child mortality, it's not that much lower. You know, it's just, child mortality was just so outsized. You know, that's the thing that we made the hugest improvements on.
Oh, no doubt. It's insane. It's very much it's awesome how many bounds we did. However, I guess our infant mortality has gone up for the first time in a long time.
Really?
Part of it. So they're not, I'm not sure. Some of it might just be the fact that we did just get so low that going up is just makes sense. But also some people are blaming it on not vaccinating children. So a lot of the diseases that we eradicated are kept to a very low degree. In some regions of the U.S., we are losing the herd immunity.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard about that. Which is terrifying. Vaccinate your kids, guys.
Please.
It's like, if you're going to run around saying that, you know, I don't believe anything the doctors and the scientists tell me, just go live in the woods and don't let your kids know other people, because they're going to get other people sick with measles.
It just makes me feel I'm also going to log this as a community issue because it is important. Honestly, don't, because I think the problem is like, I'm a person who is all for letting people do what they want and not having a body of government that like tells you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But gosh, just feel like once you're starting to hurt other people because of your actions, it just, despite like what actual data tells us, it just, I can't sympathize with that well.
I'm in the same category as you, where I think as long as you're not hurting other people and you're only affecting yourself, then do whatever you want. But if you really, I mean, herd immunity is important.
Yes.
You know, that's because the vaccine doesn't work. It's not 100% effective. It's not going to work for every single person. So the only way you can really help out the population as a whole is as many people get vaccinated as you can, because that's going to, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, and there's plenty of people like who have autoimmune disorders and who are relying on other people so that to not have that vaccine. Mm-hmm. Ironically enough, this one was really scary. And this is actually about like the one other dude I know with the same name as you.
I have a story about that after this, but...
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so his name's also Bennett, and he got, when he was really, really young, he got leukemia. Mm-hmm. Like, the thing is that his parents didn't believe in vaccinations, and so he hadn't gotten any of the infant vaccines by the time he was getting treated for it, he couldn't anymore because the treatments, you know, suppress your immune system. And I remember, like, I guess the doctors just blanched when they heard that there's that he just didn't get any of the vaccines, and he ended up coming out okay, you know. But thing is that, you know what happened? His parents never got him vaccinated after the fact, and then never got his little brother vaccinated after the fact either.
Oh my God.
So just still, like, even at the face of actual mortal danger, still, no, that's not going to be a thing.
Yeah, I just don't really get the logic behind it, because it's like, the modern world is built on the developments of science.
Yes.
Everything around us. I mean, the computers.
Yes.
The things that make life run day to day are built on all these scientific advancements. And I don't get